from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. We're bridging the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. Coming up on today's show, we'll talk about Gabe Kapler being introduced yesterday at Oracle Park. It was a tense press conference. A lot of the questions focused on those incidents in LA in 2015. If you would like to hear those responses, you can very much go back and watch the press conference. But it is worth repeating that MLB did an investigation into those incidents and found that, quote, "The Dodgers and Gabe Kapler did their best to act appropriately given the facts known to them at the time." And I will just say that MLB is not typically lenient with these types of situations. And so if they found wrongdoing, they are not afraid to act and act swiftly and boldly when they find misconduct. Since the 2015 incident, MLB has changed its reporting procedures for potential acts of domestic violence and sexual assault. It's great that these new protocols are now in place to hopefully handle these situations way better than they were handled in 2015. But anyway, I think, you know, the bigger story here is Gabe Kapler is the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. He got a three-year contract. He was introduced yesterday with Farhan Zaidi to his right and new Giants general manager Scott Harris to his left. When there were baseball questions, I thought Kapler did a great job coming across as someone who was really happy to be there, enthusiastic, excited about the opportunity, intelligent, and ready to take on the challenge. Buster Posey was in attendance. Ron Wotus was in attendance. And this is a big piece of news that Ron Wotus, it was announced yesterday, is going to return to the Giants as the third base coach in 2020. Apparently, he had other opportunities, but he expressed a desire to come back and remain with the Giants. He was excited about what they're building here, and he wants to continue to be a part of it. So I think that's great news. You know, he's a connection to the past. He's a connection to the current group of Giants players. He's been there so long, since I think 1998, he's been a major league coach for the Giants. So really, I am happy to see Wotus back. I think in an earlier episode, we talked about needing to change up the coaching staff, really based on me just anticipating that they would change up the coaching staff. You're not going to bring in a new manager and then just have all the same coaches come back. But to at least have one guy who's been there, you couldn't pick a better guy than Ron Wotus to return. He's universally respected by fans and players and media alike. And I think it's important that Kapler and the Giants have that connection and stable force in the dugout. So was very happy to hear that news about Wotus. And another person we reported based on this podcast with Tim Kawakami a couple weeks ago, that Bruce Bochy was in fact involved in the managerial search process. And Alex Pavlovich reported yesterday that Bochy met with all of the managerial candidates. And according to a source familiar with management's decision, Bochy's recommendation was that Kapler was the best choice. So that's kind of a huge endorsement coming from Bochy. I think it would go a long way if we could hear Bochy say that himself and we could see, you know, just see with our own eyes Bochy giving an endorsement of Kapler, an authentic one, because this is not, you know, this is a source that's indicating that Bochy's recommendation was Kapler. So anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, I want to talk more about Gabe Kapler, what he's going to bring to the managerial position for the Giants, what he represents just from an on-field perspective and as, you know, what he's going to be like in that managerial seat. And also some other baseball news that we have to talk about, the qualifying offer decisions due today at 2 p.m. So we'll discuss all of that coming up next, but first. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about what to expect from Gabe Kapler, the manager. He is the San Francisco Giants' new manager. It's almost like surreal in a way But, you know, come April and late March, this guy is going to be in the dugout calling the shots for the Giants on the field. And, you know, it's worth repeating what we talked about yesterday. He has a tremendous resume in terms of his experience in the sport. Longtime player, won a World Series ring with the 2004 Red Sox. People's impressions of him as a player was that he was extremely intelligent and personable, a rare professional athlete who had those qualities. And I read something that, you know, somebody said, it's not every day you come across a intellectual bodybuilder. And that's what Kapler is and was. I don't think he's a bodybuilder anymore, but if you see these crazy photos of him with massive muscles and shirtless, it's because he was a model for bodybuilding at a time. He was a cover model. So yeah, I mean, it's a little bit weird, but anyone who's actually known and worked with Kapler, I've heard pretty much nothing but positive things about him. So I think he's going to bring that to the Giants. Evan Longoria played with him in Tampa and said that he was really excited to get to work with Gabe Kapler. Even Phillies reporters, you know, hearing them talk about the news of the hiring of Gabe Kapler in San Francisco and or talking about when he was let go in Philadelphia, what they have to say about him is he's a really terrific guy, really likable guy. I'm happy for him to find a new opportunity. He just wasn't a good fit culturally in Philadelphia, where, you know, this person I know who's associated with the Phillies said to me yesterday that he was a progressive manager in a non-progressive town. And what more of a quote-unquote progressive town could there be than San Francisco? And as this person was saying to me, he thinks he's a perfect fit for the San Francisco Giants. So I think Farhan Zaidi does a little bit know what he's doing here. And I think that fans will come to see who Gabe Kapler is and ultimately probably like him. And in terms of his management style, he joined Alex Pavlovich on a podcast yesterday and talked about what kind of philosophies he's going to bring to the Giants dugout. And among many things, he said, quote, I think an organization that we all think pretty highly of that's doing great things in the industry is the Tampa Bay Rays. And I think Tampa is a really good model for how to get really strategic, being creative around strategic decisions, things like the opener and how to use relievers maybe in more high leverage situations relative to having very set specific roles. So that's what we on this show have been talking about for years before this show started and we were just doing the CoveCast podcast. We've been talking about the Giants need to get innovative like the Tampa Bay Rays forever, and that is what Gabe Kapler is going to bring to the table. But he's also talked on and on about how you can't just implement these things without having buy-in from the players. And some of the quote-unquote mistakes he made in Philadelphia were trying to be super innovative and just gain every little strategic advantage that you could gain without necessarily having the buy-in from the players right away, because he was a brand new manager trying to just implement these new school strategies without having built trust in the players, and it didn't go over well. But that was all the perception about him making mistakes as a manager was really based on the first week or so that he was in Philadelphia. So after that, by all accounts, the person I know who's associated with the Phillies and then Phillies writers who I've listened to talk about Kapler's time in Philadelphia, by all accounts, he dramatically improved in these areas as time went on. And Farhan Zaidi has talked about how managers can really gain traction and improve in their second jobs. So in that respect, I'm excited. And we were talking a little bit earlier about his resume, and he has a tremendous resume as farm director and director of player development with the Dodgers. And Farhan has talked about his ability to facilitate positive development with players. And the Dodgers are, in fact, a model organization when it comes to player development. Their minor league system is just churning out star talent seemingly every single year. And Zaidi gives him a lot of credit for that. Even once he left, he said that Kapler put a lot of their systems and people in place that allows that player development machine to function like it does. So they must have just been absolutely blown away by Kapler's qualifications and believe in his ability to just bring all these different elements of strength to the managerial position. Player development, communication, relationship building, upbeat, innovative, smart, they really think he's the whole package, and they have a firm belief in his character and a belief that that character is going to come through and people are going to recognize that he is who they say he is. So Gabe Kapler, new Giants manager, a new era is most certainly upon us. Last thing to say is that the qualifying offer decisions have to be made by today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So tomorrow we'll have the news about whether or not Madison Bumgarner and or Will Smith accepted or rejected the qualifying offer. Bumgarner is like 100% not going to accept it. There's a chance Will Smith accepts it, but I'm actually leaning towards that he's not going to accept it based on a quote he said about essentially the only thing he cares about is winning and he would play for free just for the chance to win. And so the Giants don't necessarily represent that at this point in time. So I would anticipate that Smith rejects the offer as well. So we'll talk about that. I want to do a Q&A. Maybe we'll try to do that tomorrow. So look out for that on Twitter for tomorrow's episode. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic with two Ks. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow. And until then, we'll see you next time.